This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, day two at the Health Freedom Congress, U.S. Health Freedom Congress, expanded to our friends in Canada because we got an exciting guest that I haven't seen since I was in Canada about a month ago, and that's up and coming. Super Don is with me for the warm up to the interviews that we have set up for you, including going into the youth category. I got a 17-year-old approval from mom to record with her earlier today, and that's going to be an interesting interview. Cassidy Albrecht will be joining us too. Super D, what do you make of that? Going for the young people now.
Bah humbug! Right?
Stop it with those young people. They don't know
young whippersnappers. No. Listen, I mean the younger generation. We used to be the younger generation at one time, right? So, you know, we got to remember that we were in those shoes at one point. So we always want to get the younger perspective. Listen, we talk a lot about the younger generation. There is a difference, and there are some differences that we might be like old people and kind of have a little fun with. But on the other hand, as time goes on and we learn more about this younger generation, we're finding out that they got some smarts, right?
Yes.
I mean, they've got some good heads on their shoulders, and they have a lot more. In fact, I'm still intrigued about the article that we covered a while back talking about how the younger generation has more in common with our grandparents than they do with us. I think that's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. I think the Generation Z, which is, you know, my son and my daughter are in that generation. And, you know, that's where we're going to go this hour with Cassidy. Also, in hour two, a follow-up with David Steffen, because we had him on in Canada when we were at Total Health. It was 3 days before the Supreme Court ruling was come down and on his behalf to say, you know what, that was a mistrial. That was not a right trial. You got to retry this thing. So we're going to get an amazing update on David Steffen from David. And we'll be able to review some of his discussion today. You know, he's one of the presentations on courage, right? Because he stood up in the face of some really, really scary stuff. So that's coming up today. We'll try to get to a couple of questions of the day, squeeze it in, even one in this segment. But Super Don, I feel, as I embrace these experiences and when I come up to these events, you're really immersed in them. You don't see a lot what's going on in the other world, the rest of the world, right? Mm-hmm. And I like to give people a glimpse in, but I always have to ask you a little bit to help me glimpse out, because how could we not acknowledge whatever is going on, that Trump went to South Korea and Singapore to meet with
Singapore.
And the leftists are crying foul. You know, it's like never did they love peace. It was only about political ideology.
They are going to cry foul because it's Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, he could usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ, and it would still be something that they would have an issue with. He met with Kim in Singapore. There's still a lot of back and forth as to whether it's a good thing, a bad thing. Is this just a kind of a stunt? Is it going to amount to anything significant or substantial? Can we trust Kim? I don't know. This is just one of those things where no matter where you fall on Trump or the politics of it.
Yeah.
Fact is, this is history. History has taken place. First time ever that a sitting U.S. president has met with the leader of North Korea. So say what you will. I don't see that anything bad could come out of this. I mean, the worst that can happen here is they got together. It looked like things were going to be okay. Things are going to move forward. There's a possibility of denuclearization. We might all get along. We could establish, relationship with North Korea. And that could benefit both sides. Or, you know, Kim goes home and he decides, screw you guys. I'm going home and, things are the same as they were before.
So. Well, it's the Dennis Rodman School of Diplomacy, but actually, got to give props to Rodman for doing more to, make motions for peace than the previous presidents, Obama, Bush, and Clinton combined, apparently, in this regard. So, folks, go back and listen to the interview on Sunday with Ann Archer Butcher, author of Inner Guidance, because she had worked with Trump for 12 years, and she had never really come out public and talked. She's talked to me about these things and about her relationship with Donald Trump and what he revealed to her about, things when no one was listening. And I think it was time to really give another side to the story because, and my message here at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, because there's questions about media, how do we overcome that? And it's like, you really don't. You've just got to get people listening to other sources for information and checking in with their inner, whatever you call it, barometer or gut check to kind of sense it beyond just the emotional reactions that have been programmed into you. Maybe not this audience so much. I hope not. But so many people are just the effect of whatever they're told to believe, and then they think it's their own thoughts. They can't differentiate. So a lot of the anger and angst and fear, again, if it's fear, if it's driven by fear, it's typically driven by those who are motivated to control you and manipulate you. And I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that, Super Don. I really feel like it's not that there's nothing to be ever afraid of. That's not the point. But a lot of my message here is about being on mission and on purpose. And when you are, you don't let fear control you. If it creeps in, you just kind of quickly brush it aside because you know it's not the message that's congruent with the mission and the passion that you may have to do the right thing.
What's wrong with you, Robert Scott Bell? Don't you know that fear is the lifeblood of talk radio? I mean, you are such a rebel. We're supposed to be scaring everybody into buying underground bunkers and survival food.
I suck at this talk radio thing. I don't think it's going to work out after all these years.
By the way, I just want to give an update. You know, we ended the show last night. I believe we ended it with, or maybe it was out on the YouTube, where you made mention of Larry Kudlow. He'd had a heart attack yesterday.
Oh, yes. What's the update?
And apparently he's in good condition. He was at whatever the hospital is. They always take the politicians, you Mount Sinai or whatever. And apparently he's okay. He's okay. In good condition. So kind of a scare that I know that you like Larry Kudlow and people who are familiar with him. I think didn't he have a regular spot on like CNBC or something like or Bloomberg or something like that?
Well, he was also a supporter of Ron Paul.
Right.
He really gave him respect, and I respect that. And so from an economist perspective, I would take more seriously things that he would say rather than a full-on Chicago school of Keynesian economics, right? So for me, again, Trump made a good decision in bringing him into the administration. So I only hope that he listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show and he can learn, hey, statin drugs aren't the key to you and your longevity here. There are other ways to go.
Now, this was good. They're calling this a very mild heart attack, so maybe this is just kind of a warning shot across the bow, right?
Yeah, wake up call for Larry Kudlow. All right, folks, let's do a question of the day here. And I know we don't have the theme to play because I'm out and about, and that's fine. This one's coming in from Mila, M-I-L-A. I hope I said that right. And I'm going to assume it's a woman. What do you think? Should we go with that?
Yes, I think that's a safe bet.
Safe bet. Dear Robert, my 7-year-old son bumped his head with another boy in PE 3 weeks ago. By the way, I remember when my son was like 6 years old or so, or maybe five, and he were going for a ball, and he hit this other kid on the head and like knocked his two front teeth out early. So he was like front toothless for an extra long period of time before his adult teeth came. I remember those days, Mila. Let's see. As a result, he has six cranial nerve palsy and double vision. Can silver help him? I started to give it to him 3 days ago, and also I'm using it for his nasal mucus. Should I use silver in his affected eye? How long should I give him the silver? Any other suggestions? Thanks. Well, yeah, my first bet isn't to go to silver in this case. It's the trauma and healing the trauma. Silver is great. There's no problem with the hydrosol form. I know that you're using, Mila, and for those of you watching on the YouTube, you can see I hold up a little bottle of Sovereign Silver here. But my first bet is Arnica Montana, homeopathic. In a homeopathic form, you can take it internally immediately. In a topical form, of course, there's a form that's topical. You can apply it to a bruise or a bump, etc. But this is a systemic trauma, clearly, when you have cranial nerve palsy from the hit. That's a serious hit. And I also want you to consider another homeopathic remedy. It's called Natrum Sulfuricum. That's for severe head injury, trauma, concussion of any kind. And so that would be between Arnica and Natrum Sulfuricum. I would immediately begin to integrate those remedies orally as well. And as far as silver, yeah, that's fine. And go to a doctor of chiropractic who is very sensitive, you know, not a forceful one in this case, because obviously you're dealing with a sensitive injury, to see how, you know, what kind of inflammation or soft tissue damage around the vertebrae that are associated with the cranial nerves. And eventually I think we should see recovery. Kids are 10 to 7, tend to bounce back pretty well, but it sounds like it was a pretty significant hit. Now, in terms of the silver, again, I've talked about the benefit to the nerves as opposed to detriment, like heavy metals are detrimental to the nerves, but the silver seems to facilitate powerful regenerative events, even in neural tissue. So local application, oral application, yes, I've used it in my eyes. My kids have used it in their eyes. My wife has used it in Superdon. You've used it in your eyes and your nose and all over. So to not have to resort to antibiotics or anti-inflammatory drugs, I think is a godsend for a child that's been hurt this way. And of course, there is inflammation in response to an injury. That's normal. But what we want to do is get out of that cycle of injury. So I would also include CBD. Reach out to our friends at pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and administer it. There's a topical ointment you can use locally, and you can use the liquid you can use internally as well to help for brain tissue regeneration and reduction of tissue inflammation. So with that, I think that's a good opening to the U.S. Health Freedom Congress as we transition now to the youngins. Cassidy Albrecht is scheduled next, a 17-year-old. She's bright. Her mom has said it's okay. We'll get into that in a moment. And then David Steffen, hour two, the untold story, what's going on behind the scenes. Is there going to be a new trial in Canada? And, you know, what he's gone through and what are his inspiring words of wisdom. That's coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Superdon, robertscottbell.com. And we'll be back with Super Don to wrap it up at the end of the second hour. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we are back at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, and a very special perspective being brought to you by a 17-year-old. That's right. We've got someone who's 17 on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now. Her name Cassidy Albrecht, and she is attending with her mother and her sister. Mm-hmm. Is this the first U.S. Health Freedom Congress you've been to?
This is my second. I was here years ago.
We met 2 years ago.
Yes.
You were a lot smaller then.
I was 15.
Right? Yeah, so you've grown up big, and at 17 now. My son is 18, and he's just graduating high school. Do you have one more year?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go into senior year in August.
Okay, awesome. So, obviously, if your mom was here before with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was bringing her into this arena?
Well, so a lot of what my mom, brought my mom into health freedom was the concern of vaccine injury, which came from actually me. We were living in Japan. Back when I was born there.
Where were you in Japan?
We were living in Tokyo. My parents are missionaries.
Wow. Okay.
But so when we were living there, obviously in like 1990s, there were like concerns about vaccination safety and stuff. And I know that my mom met like a nurse at one point. You could ask her more about that later. But mm-hmm. And she kind of had concerns about that. My older sister, she was stillborn. And so when they had me, my mom wanted to do like all the right things, you know? And then of course with Dr. Andrew Wakefield concerned about the combined MMR vaccine. And then in Japan, they had them all available separately. Mm. So then I got them separately. But when I got them, I had like reactions, and I like broke out in hives at one point. And I also had like, you know, swelling and stuff like that. So even though, like, my mom wanted to do the right thing as per all the scheduling and stuff like that, she got a lot more suspicious after I had adverse reactions. And then when I was in Yochen, which is, like, Japanese preschool, I had a reoccurring ear infection that came back a lot. So she kind of got into alternative medicine and health freedom and stuff like that.
Were you on a lot of antibiotics for your ear infections?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I was on that. That was my history.
Oh, no.
Right?
It was not fun at all. We went to a lot of doctors everywhere, and I remember at one point, naively, I was like, told this doctor, my mom doesn't like your medicine. And mom was kind of like,
you said that to the doctor?
Yeah.
That's great. And how did the doctor respond to that?
Like, mom was kind of like, whoa, because she was kind of like, you know, desperately looking for a fix and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, let's see if this works and see what happens. But eventually, we got into homeopathy. There's this lady called Dr. Leela, who is in India, who we kept in contact with for a while over the internet, who gave us recommendations for remedies and such, and they helped out a lot. So,
well, how would you describe the severity of your own injury? I mean, obviously you were going through it and what your mom has told you about what happened to you and how you recovered, that kind of thing.
Well, there's a lot of things. So first of all, in my mom's side, we have a history of asthma. My grandpa had, he has asthma problems. My uncle and my mom also. But my mom, when she was like an infant, she had a history of infant asthma. And then, but when I was a kid, not only did I have problems as a baby, I also did as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I wheeze up a lot and I couldn't run in gym and stuff like that. And I didn't have an inhaler until we came back to America and actually got like a prescription for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition to that, after I came back to the States, so that's where our doctor was.
How old were you then?
I was eight.
Eight, so you came back.
I was going into third grade when we moved to the States. We finally decided to get me tested for allergies and sensitivities, and I came back.
Did they do the test where they poke holes in your back?
No.
They did that
for
me.
I got blood tests.
Blood tests, okay.
Yeah.
So there's one in, pull that blood out.
Yeah, because when I was in Japan, I had a lot of, I kind of went like mood swings. I was kind of all over the place. I get really like teary and emotional about like really small things. Like I had high expectations for stuff. And then when it didn't go my way, I'd go like hissy fit, full blown.
So some people that are diagnosed Asperger's autism spectrum will have that sensitivity. It's like everything has to be in perfect order.
Yeah.
So would they describe that you might have been on the spectrum scale in some way?
Like, my mom doesn't really want to think about that.
Sure,
so sometimes, like, they do, like, talk about that. But we just kind of were like, well, let's just get you tested for allergies and see what we can do.
Okay.
And so we got, and at that time, my favorite drink was milk. So I come in from playing with my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see on the table that there's water in my cup. And I was like, did we run out of milk? But no, everyone else.
What happened? They found out you were allergic to milk?
So I got the test back and they said, these are all these things that you could be potentially sensitive to. So it was like dairy, eggs, gluten, peanuts. I think there was some.
Big dietary shift is on.
Oh, yeah. All huge right. Dietary
Stand
shift.
Stand by. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with more from Cassidy Albrecht at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, getting a real history of health and healing from a young person here in these United States.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago, and here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're talking with Cassidy Albrecht, and she is, I don't know, 17 years old. My son's 18. It's like post-millennial. I think you guys are the next generation.
I think we're known as Generation Z.
Z, yeah, that's it, right? Which is a cool thing. Yeah, it could be Generation Z. And so my son has not been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And he's been raised organically. He's never even had an antibiotic instead of, you know, those kinds of things. We have silver, right? Mm-hmm. We use the sovereign silver and things.
Get
and
that so promo in.
He didn't have the health issues that I had growing up, which you're describing kind of what my upbringing was like. Respiratory ailments, allergies. You had just discovered, my gosh, you're allergic to everything. They start pulling all the things you like off your table.
That was traumatizing.
And now, does your mind go, oh my gosh, I'm going to suffer now, or is there a way to get rid of these allergies?
Well, so when I was a kid, I didn't really understand the fact that, like, the fact that we were trying to change my diet was something that was good for me.
Right.
I just kind of thought that I was being, like they're just taking everything good away from me that I loved in life, which food is very good. I love food so much.
Mom. Why?
Yeah,
why?
It's like,
right.
Mom and Dad, you're just, like, you're taking everything I enjoy away.
Right.
So for a while, I think a couple years, I was at that school for, let's see, maybe 3 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, okay, you need to, so we're going to find a gluten-free bread, which is a disastrous when you're a kid.
Don't you love cardboard?
Oh, man. It was like, we were trying to order stuff, mm-hmm. and like, my parents just coming back from Japan, like, we're not getting funded by the mission for, like, school or anything like that, so it's, like, funding's a thing, too.
Sure.
So, like, trying to, like, scour the internet, and, of course, at that point, this was, like, maybe 2009, 2010, so there weren't quite as many options in the grocery store as you see right now.
Right.
So I was kind of like, oh, this is disgusting. Well, of course, I'm an elementary schooler, too, so, like...
Well, had you found homeopathy yet at this point?
Oh, yeah. We've been using it while I was in Japan, too.
Okay, because so you were having some natural medicine was being integrated.
Oh, yeah.
For you. Okay. Because I did 10 years of allergy shots.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. It was a mess for me before I discovered homeopathy
Man,
when
no.
I was 24.
Oh, even doing the blood testing was kind of scary for me because I really, when I was in Japan, because I got vaccine exemptions mm-hmm. there, there's this thing in the elementary schools that you just have to get tested for TB.
Yeah.
And then they didn't know you're good to go. But, of course, I had to get blood drawn. And so that, like, scared me half to death. So then, like, getting my blood drawn to do an allergy test was like,
yeah,
oh, man, that was scary.
So let me take that long story, condense it, because I want to get into the health freedom aspects of your experience. But with all these dietary shifts, I'm sure it's some years later now, right, 2018?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at one point I might mention my mood got better and stuff. And so we're like, well, maybe we can just take you off of it for a while. And then, of course, back then, I didn't really see why this was benefiting to me, so I was kind of like, I was all for it. And then recently, after we moved out of the cities and out into, like, a rural area, I just kind of started taking more deliberate steps for my own health and doing my own research and being like, well, this, I guess if I try to eat better and, like, take dietary restrictions like that I've seen have been affecting me since I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
like, if I try to do this myself, then it's going to benefit me. It's not like I'm just, like, I'm not trying to take away something from myself. I'm actually doing something good.
You're going to feel good about the choices you make, and you're engaged in your own healing process.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And, like, as you become more independent and, like, think of yourself as an adult, you kind of taking your own steps and
Listen,
doing
Cassidy,
your own research.
Most adults don't do what you've done. I'm telling you, you're way ahead of the game here. So how are you? Are your allergies better or the same, or are you still working on it?
This year, I've been living in a dormitory. I go to an arts high school that has that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been kind of experimenting with, like, what to eat and, like, making my own choices in that respect. Mm-hmm. So I've been kind of just been trying to eat less gluten and, like, focusing on supplements, because obviously that dorm lifestyle isn't the most ideal.
It's not like farm living, right?
Oh,
where
no.
you have more control over it. So you're having to navigate some interesting
challenges. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm impressed by, your level of engagement in your own health at this age. Like I said, I'm not kidding. Adults will, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, they are like, well, maybe I should participate in my own health. You're getting it as a teenager, which is great. Now, we come to the Health Freedom Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the health freedom leaders from some all over the world, Canada, U.S., really cool people.
Mm-hmm.
You were just in a breakout session, but we also had yesterday a lot of lectures. I mean, typically at 17, listening to these lectures, you'd be zoning out, bored, wanting to play, your video games. And you
there
seem
are
to
a
be,
couple kids like that.
Yeah, well, and I understand that, but you seem to be pretty engaged. There's obviously something intriguing about this for you. What was it? What's speaking to you here?
Well, so when I was listening to these, a lot of these are kind of like writing down my own notes because they're very interesting. Of course, initially I came to the Health Freedom Conference because of my mom 2 years ago, and I was very interested because of vaccine injury and then also like the freedom to practice for like naturopaths and homeopaths, et cetera, et cetera. But I recently got more interested because of my environment and sustainability teacher at my high school who teaches. So originally he practiced, I'm not going to mention his name because he doesn't know about this.
Sure.
But he worked as an independent researcher in a laboratory, and then someone started fudging his results after he'd signed off on them, and then someone put a thing in his mailbox saying, someone's doing this, and so he decided to leave before someone decided to prosecute him as, one researcher.
So he was doing environmental science, coming up with conclusions or facts that reached certain conclusions that somebody obviously didn't like.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And would it have anything to do to implicate glyphosate as a problem? Or
possibly.
Is it,
I'm not sure exactly what he was researching, possibly product testing or something, but obviously he was kind of suspicious because, independent labs really get they're the good guys, right? So
you think
until your research gets fudged.
Right. Well, who's paying for the research sometimes?
Yeah,
it has an impact on it. That's what they call conflicts of interest. So this professor teacher of yours, did he talk about this with the school, with the class that you learned of this?
It's kind of more background story to how he got interested in how he teaches. So for a while, he was living in Arkansas. So he was a teacher, and that doesn't make much money in Arkansas. So he was also teaching a physics course for college students who are struggling with that. And then he moved up to Minnesota, but we have better teaching payment and stuff like that, and also better environment for health freedom. He was teaching around global warming and climate change, and then he read Ishmael, which I can't remember the author right now, but it really completely changed his view around what we should be doing to protect public health and steps to take. And so he kind of changed his whole teaching strategy around to talk about glyphosate and the U.S. agricultural system.
Wow.
And then a while later, he had the opportunity to study in Europe to learn more about how the system and structures and stuff work. So talking about the World Health Organization, NAFTA, the World Trade Organization.
So he started seeing the corruption at big levels, right? And that's not a comfortable thing to see because when you're in academia, they pretty much want you to toe the line.
Yeah, right? And it's very uncomfortable to think of the agencies that you thought you could depend on are doing stuff that you don't really want them to do. And so a lot of what he taught is kind of teaches the systems and how things work, because a lot of us kind of come in, as teenagers with the hope and the kind of naive hope that everything is for the benefit of the public.
Right. And then people say what they mean. They're not lying to you. Right. And then they say they're for the environment. They really are.
Man.
But they don't even understand, like you said, how this game is played at that level. And what really are the impacts to the environment, like glyphosate being negative and cancer causing, despite our USDA and sometimes, the World Health Organization has acknowledged glyphosate as a problem.
But there's the EPA study, and then there's the World Health Organization study.
Right.
And then, of course, the EPA, the court documents that were unsealed with emails within Monsanto, and then emails between Monsanto and the EPA talking about defending glyphosate and what angles to talk about. I just did a research paper for school just talking about that. So
you sound
really
the American version of Canada's Rachel Parent. Do you know her?
No, I
do not. Kids Right to Know?
Oh.
I've interviewed her a few times on the show. You've got to plug into what she's doing. I think you are right in that alignment, and you're seeing through a lot of these things. So in the health freedom movement, like yesterday, you were exposed to a lot of cool people with a lot of wisdom that have been through this for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that jump out from any of the talks that you heard that really resonated with you?
Oh, man, there were so many. I thought everything was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I know you were taking notes, so it's like what lights up for you to go, oh, that was really cool.
I didn't want to forget anything, and I really wanted to talk to my teacher about how he's some stuff he could maybe add for next year.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked overall how, when they're, introducing, wisdom, it's from their past experiences, whether in lobbying or coming together as a group and not just constructing plans or and such. It's kind of as a group of people, as a group of like-minded people, we're all able to come and talk about things that we all have in common, but then of course we all kind of well, we all come together around the topic of like health freedom, but uh-huh. we all have our kind of contingent different
Everybody's got
focuses.
Yeah. No, their path within health freedom, that it seems to be the umbrella. We can come together and support one another,
mm-hmm.
strategize together, learn mm-hmm. from each other. And I know that's part of what you were doing, because you had a breakout session on the GMO
yes,
and the Monsanto-Bayer merger.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know about the origin of Bayer, where they're from?
No, I do not.
So did you learn about World War II Nazi Germany?
I have, but I'm not sure what angle you're going for here.
Well, and this is the point of what I'd like to see in our education system. When you begin to look at Nazi Germany, it isn't just the atrocities we've heard about, but mm-hmm. that there was a major pharmaceutical company called IG Farben,
mm-hmm.
and they were like the ones experimenting on all the Jews, the gypsies, the gays,
horrible
things. And after the war was over,
mm-hmm.
IG Farben was broken up into a number of different
conglomerates,
right? So you have Bayer was one of them.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yes. So Bayer is part of that lineage. I call them
so many conflicts of interest
the
here.
The demon spawn of IG Farben. Mm-hmm. So we now have them combining with Monsanto.
Oh, which, Monsanto's gone through some mergers before, haven't they?
It's true. Well, listen, let's take a break. We're going to wrap up this hour talking with Cassidy, a bright light on the horizon right now. Look into the future of health freedom in America, and it's in good hands. We'll be back right after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, David Steffen joins me from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. And right now, Cassidy, did you hear David's talk? He was talking about being, you know, attacked by a Canadian.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I sat with him at dinner, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Oh, yeah, he was.
So profound. Now, of course, you realize, being young and not naive, that government is the solution for all problems. why is that? Is that funny? Wait a second.
So
again, you're 17, but you're not naive. You see this stuff. You see the threat that government poses to freedom.
Mm-hmm.
No freedom in particular, but freedom. And so as you look to help solve the problems, if we can call it that, I think that doesn't even do it justice. You know, we mentioned glyphosate, Monsanto, and that's a passion for you to talk about, mm-hmm. cleaning up the food. You stood your ground here as a young person. You
mm-hmm.
said, I want to talk about this. And it was a small group.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a lot of people had different things.
Yeah.
This was your thing. And you had one other adult who was a former, well, she's still a nurse practitioner, but she's medically trained as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so how was your discussion?
So my discussion, so 2 years ago when I went as a group, I wanted to talk about youth awareness and how to talk about, like, vaccine injury and stuff without getting attacked, or when I do get attacked, defend myself. So I had a group of about maybe 6 to 8 people, and we all had like kind of very conducive conversation, which was very nice. But this year I kind of wanted to talk about the topic that I wanted to bring back to my teacher and kind of talk to him about later.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a topic I really wanted to talk about, and it's not centered around youth awareness. So when I kind of started my breakout group, I didn't have that many people come. But then I had some people from another group that wanted to talk about youth kind of come over, and they were like, well, do you want to talk about, like, do you want to just join our group and do a merger and, like, talk about youth? And I was like, well, this is kind of what I want to talk about over here. Like, I, like, understand that as, like, being a youth advocate is, like, it's a very unique thing, and as the fact is that I am 17 and I'm among like a group of people who are older and wiser in some ways, but not others.
Yeah, no, listen, I love that you stand your ground. You said, you know, this is what I want to do here,
mm-hmm.
and because it's unique for us old folks, right? You get together with the young people, see what they think, but it isn't so much about talking about the fact that you're youth, but your perspectives, you know, from through your eyes what you're seeing now. And, you know, yes, granted, there are some elements of naivete in the younger generation. Mm-hmm. It's not as much experience this lifetime. But you also bring some things far beyond your years. And I think that's what you're standing up and saying, you know what, I'm ready to, let's go here now, right?
Yeah.
And so you had some response to that. I mean, how did it go?
Well, I had a very wonderful conversation with this lady. We were talking about, I think she has something to do with like small seed organizations and stuff like that. And so, like, I knew part of what was going on from what I heard from my environment teacher and what I've heard from my mom. And then I kind of got even more information about other seed conglomerates and, like, small seed organizations and, like, things to kind of fill in the gaps about what I didn't know. Because that's what I was wanting to talk about. Because my topic that I put down was Monsanto and Bayer, like, action plan. And then also, like, what we can do as consumers and what we can do as advocates. So some people might have thought, like, legislation, like, well, this is a done deal. We can't really talk about it. And what I wanted to talk about was kind of like, let's start a conversation and let's talk about what we can do and, like, let's inform each other about what we know.
Right.
Because everyone comes from different backgrounds.
Sure. But what we can do without waiting for big government to save us, because they've been part of the problem that creates
No.
Right?
Like, yeah. There's always things we can do to improve legislation, but we just can't depend on them to do everything for us. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is when we start making rules, there's always, like, there are intended consequences and there's unintended consequences. So it'll limit parties that could have been beneficial from before.
Cassidy, you are wise beyond your years. I'm not trying to give you a big head, but you're a great example. I hope that you do reach out to Rachel Perrin up there in Canada and connect through social media or however, because you're doing great work and you're not being duped and deceived like many of your brothers and sisters of that generation. Mm-hmm. You see that, right? A lot of your friends don't know this stuff.
Oh, yeah. There was, right when I moved into the dormitories, in fact, there was a huge argument about, like, how ethical vaccinations are. And it was just me and this one other person I met, and we were just like...
Yeah, against everybody.
Oh, man. It was a war.
Listen, stand up for what's right. You know it in your heart, and you got a great mom and dad to help you, you know, support you in this way. And sorry your sister had to sleep in. That's okay. We understand. And I appreciate you being on the Robert Scott Bell
Thank
Show.
Thank you.
Really awesome. Cassidy Albrecht, you know what? The power to heal is hers, and it's yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Now that we're heading home after an adventurous day of sun and fun, I realize the glow in the back seat isn't coming from the kids' screens. It's actually coming from the kids. That's because my well-meaning but easily distracted hubby didn't use enough sunscreen on my poor, burned offspring. Moms, don't let summer sun ruin your summer fun. That's why I use Topperson Afterburn Cream, and you should too. Topperson Afterburn Cream moisturizes and soothes the skin with 14 biomedicines, including arnica and echinacea, and is proven to help reduce the symptoms associated with sunburn, windburn, blisters, even scrapes and bug bites. With no aloe to dry out the skin and no chemicals that can cause irritation or allergic reaction, Topperson Afterburn Cream is natural, fast-acting, and hypoallergenic. So if you're like me and want the best for your family, chase the burn away with Topperson Afterburn Cream, available at the Vitamin Shoppe, Natural Markets, Independent Pharmacies, and Amazon.com. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.